And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tommy Kelly. This is Adventures in Woo Woo. This is the reveal video for the remote viewing target AIWWNUG002 that Nuggan set up for us last week in the previous remote viewing video. So what I'm going to do before we actually reveal what the target was, I'm going to read through some people's... I was again going to say guesses, but some of the remote viewings or some of the, you know, whatever is the correct term for this, sessions, appearances, their psychicness, any of these things. So, Electro Wizard said, I got blue, yellow, cold, maybe feet, metal. Lady with blonde hair, the taste was it was sweet. A pinwheel or a mill, Dutch, candy, chocolate, smell of popcorn. Mailbox, water, shore, or docks, sand, wooden banisters. One thing I want to kind of say good that's good about this is that the sense of smell is included, which I kind of tend to forget, I suppose, and a lot of people tend to forget to include, you know, that we should try and use all our senses, not just what do we see, it's what do we feel, what do we smell, like, you know, what's the kind of tactileness to it, like is the wind on your face, or any of those type of things, rather than just kind of trying to get like some sort of psychic vision of the thing. And also someone pointed out in the last video that people mentioned water an awful lot, and that there was, you know, water around me in that one. And kind of my response to that is, well, there's water kind of around everywhere, like you're probably at all times, if you're close to the ground, in some way, you know, near water. So but I do take the point that you know, so many people did say it, and there was pools of water around it. But anyway, that's not about this one. In this one, there is a mention of water, like a water shore dock, but the preloading thing could be an issue there, Electro Wizard, given that we could see water in the video. But perhaps you didn't even look at the video to do those. I drink tea one. There's a large building. I'm thinking some kind of museum or somewhere of historical significance. Helio, before watching Jason's videos, I got pasture and body of water. But that's not the target. After watching his video, I got seesaw, stone path, playground. I was probably influenced by the background noise. That is the kind of issue with the preloading thing, is that you can be influenced, you know, and you can be kind of put on the wrong or the right track, given it, which is why, if you really want to do it a bit more serious, you could go onto the Discord, because Morgan has put up some interesting stuff about the military type of protocol for it, or you can go to the Reddit, the remote viewing Reddit, and they take it a lot more seriously than just the kind of game way, fun way we kind of do it here. Michael Brown, I just saw a multi-story building, like a block of flats or office block, with trees, grass green area one side, and a lake nearby. I then watched the video and I think I'm probably way off. Interesting though that you thought that the lake was there. Lorraine Hitch, I saw a banana, so I think I was somewhere else. Perhaps, maybe someone was eating a banana in the area. Trevor Pascoe, hey Tommy. I saw a stone Celtic cross covered with lichen. Excuse me, I was going to say linen. That would be, well, maybe. Lichen, and some sort of symbols, possibly Gaelic. Anana Moose, a white building with a red roof and a white car. Onyx Man 8, I saw fresh lumber being put together next to some construction, maybe. And Alan Theobald, I'm getting a boat. So, we also in the previous video had my remote viewing session and Spud's remote viewing session. So, let's see how we did. And I will I'll hand you over to Jason, or Nuggan as he is known. And he will tell you where we were, where he was, not where I was, where he was.
Well, hello again, Tommy, and hello, good people of the internet. Once again, I am Nuggan, and this is the reveal for remote viewing target AIWWNUG002. The location I'm currently at is an amphitheater.
Thank you.
And that's it. Remote viewing target AIWWNUG002. How did you do this time?
So there you go. I hate to say it, but I think I'm the winner yet again on this, in that I got bandstand and circular wall. Spud got a few things well, we got metal and the scaffolding and kind of stuff like that. But I think bandstand is the winner. Now, there's definitely, as I mentioned in my guess, if you go back, you'll see that though I do say bandstand, I'm saying that there's possibly an influence of seeing the video, of seeing Nuggan's video, because I kind of felt that he was in a park, and one of the parks from my where I grew up has a bandstand in it. So my brain could have instantly gone, you know, straight to, you know, making the connection between park and bandstand. Though it is interesting that it immediately comes out of me, and that, you know, and it essentially an amphitheater is a form of, you know, a bandstand. It's a place, a circular place where music is done, or, you know, I suppose plays are done, or any of these type of things. Then coming back in with the circular wall as well, I think is interesting. But I don't think, I think I kind of got it despite it, rather than, you know, I think the preloading thing, or I think it was felt more like a guess, because I did say, you know, it was like I had this vision of a Greek god statue, you know, with a trident, so we're thinking of Neptune or something like that, the god, which is like absolutely nothing to do with it or whatever. So yeah, we put it down as an interesting bandstand circular wall. Certainly is a hit. How I got to it may not be completely convincing, or a correct procedure, or whatever. But it's still interesting that we got somewhere around. The other guess that we got from kind of Facebook, I don't think, or not Facebook, from YouTube and Discord and stuff, I don't think we're quite as successful as we were the last time. So maybe the next time we do this, we won't do a setup video at all. We will get someone just to give a number, and we'll see how we do. So there's no preloading, no kind of suggestions, there's no, you know, I was going to say cheating, it's not cheating, but there's no kind of, you know, anything kind of untoward going that, you know, would negatively affect it being a kind of a pure remote viewing experience. So, good people of the internet, I enjoyed this as always, and we will continue doing it because people seem to like it. And have a wonderful day, and I hope whatever's going on in your world is pretty good. We're kind of not doing great over here in Ireland. We're going back steadily into nearly a full lockdown. Our cases are going up yet again. But it was predicted that this would happen, the second wave around this time. They thought November, but you know, October's close to November. We're pretty much on the button. But so stay safe, look after each other, and be well. And may our best days be ahead. That's important.